the Winchester Town Advisory Board. It is June 26, 2018. Please silence your cell phones if you have them. If you have to take a call, just step outside. We won't miss you. And would like to ask John to lead us in the pledge.
Oh, Judy, oh my God, we're all going to be here.
For that.
Hi, Judy.
What a dream. I know, this is like everybody.
I haven't seen a full board.
Okay, everyone. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Hi, Judy.
And I would like to take a moment to introduce our board members, starting to my left.
My name's Bob Mikes.
Hi, I'm Judy Siegel.
John Delavos.
And I'm Roxana Valadares.
I'm Ken Dayton, and our staff.
Tamara Williams, secretary / liaison for District B.
Great.
Bob Finsby, firmline.
Thank you. And I will move to approve the minutes from our May 29th meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. And also move to approve tonight's agenda, June 26th. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. And we also have a period for public comment just on the agenda topics for the night, not on the individual topics. Okay. Let's get to it. We have informational items. Do you want to do that first? Or?
Was there public comment in general? Or?
Do you have something about just the agenda in general?
Not the agenda. I have.
For one of the specific topics?
For a topic not on the agenda.
Okay.
That's at the end.
Yeah, we'll let you know after the meeting.
Okay.
There's a period at the end for that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Can you have to stay?
So, Tamara Williams, I just handed out information about the Title 30 ordinance review for the Midtown Maryland Parkway District to the board. They're going to review it, and current planning will be here on July 10th to go over it with them. So that will be an open meeting. And also I have information about the You Write It, We Write It, a new program that Metro has for illegal fireworks. It's how to report illegal fireworks. If they drive you crazy, you have pets that go nuts, and you know, people almost start a fire in your neighborhood, there's information about how you can report it. So I'll just leave it over here on the desk.
Great, thank you. Excellent. Okay, let's move on to the first item for the Board of County Commissioners on June 20. Well, wait a minute. That's right.
I did go to the board already, but Greg is kind enough to come back.
This would have been on your
That's right.
12th, did you
Correct. Okay. So this is item AR-18-400076, WS-0029-17, Resorts World Las Vegas LLC. This is a holdover waiver of development standards, second application for review. To temporarily waive full off-site improvements, including curb, gutter, sidewalk, lighting, and partial paving, in conjunction with a previously approved resort hotel, Resorts World, on portions of 87.2 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the MUD 1 overlay district, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south, the east side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, and the north side of Resorts World Drive within Winchester for possible action. Hello.
Hi, I'm Greg Bordell, 300 South 4th Street, here for Resorts World. This is much more straightforward than you might suppose. Plans are being changed just approximately in this area on the north portion of the property adjacent to Las Vegas Boulevard, and therefore the applicant has requested and staff has recommended in favor of an additional 6 months to turn in the revised site plans that go with the revised off-site plans, which go with the changes here. Or to say it another way, because there's a change in that area, We didn't want to go build off sites that would then be torn out because we know that it's being changed. And staff has recommended the additional 6 months to take care of the off sites design in this area and submit those plans. And we will be back before you with the effect of that on the property itself. This only allows us an extra 6 months to design the curb and the sidewalk and the, everything, and had to be done first before we come to you with the change on the actual property itself. And that'll probably be, we'll be filing right after July 4th.
Is that about where the frontage would have been from the old Westbrook Hill site? Which was immediately to
yes.
the north of the Starless site?
Yes,
okay.
That's correct. So, staff's recommended approval. We accept their conditions. They're saying 6 more months to turn in the new plans, and we will do that. And we'll be back before you, long before then, with the changes as they affect the on-site property.
Great. Any questions from the board?
Not me.
No. Any questions from the public? No. I move to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Great.
Thank you.
And we're going to just shuffle the agenda because you're up here already. Item number 4, to be heard before the Board of County Commissioners on July 3rd, AR-18-400128, UC-0389-17, Vegas Godspeed LLC. This is a use permit first application for review for a marijuana establishment, retail marijuana store in conjunction with an existing dispensary within an existing commercial building on 0.7 acres in a C1 local business AE60 zone, generally located on the north side of Desert Inn Road, 635 feet west of Maryland Parkway within Winchester.
Hi, Greg Borgel, still 300 South 4th Street, here for one of the community's marijuana dispensaries, which have been very successful. They have multiple locations here in town. It is this site right in the middle of the area that I gave you on Desert Inn. We believe, honored all the conditions of reference. This is what we would have called in the old days an extension of time, but because it was 1 year to review, they're now calling it a review, so it's an AR instead of a EOT or whatever it used to be. In effect, it's an extension of time to continue the use and gives the staff and the board and you a chance to point out if there have any problems on the site. And we know of none. The staff knows of none. They've recommended approval that they've passed the review, and we've agreed to their following conditions and hope you would do the same.
Great. Questions from the board?
Just one. Is this blooming?
No.
Yes.
Is?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I don't think the sign is on it.
I'm sure.
Okay.
It's blooming is what I thought. No, that's an old bank building, actually.
Yes. It's a conversion, but they've dressed it up as nice as can be. And as you can see just from the picture, there's plenty of parking and all the basics are in place.
Great. Any questions or comments from the public on this one? No? All right. I'll move to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Great.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thanks, Greg.
Probably see you
Thanks,
next
Greg.
Time.
Thanks, Greg. I would regard with Gerald Gardner how classy it was for you to show up.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it.
That was very nice of you.
No respect.
Great. Item number 2 for the Planning Commission on July 3rd. This is UC-18-0366 Urban Land Nevada LLC. Use permit application for the following: a parking lot and allow alternative design standards. Waivers of development standards for the following: alternative landscaping, eliminate trash enclosure, and allow non-standard improvements, landscaping within the right of way. Design reviews for the following: proposed parking lot and existing accessory structures, storage containers, in conjunction with the Eureka Casino on 0.8 acres in an H1 limited resort apartment zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the southwest corner of Sahara Avenue and Sherwood Street within Winchester.
Good evening.
Hello.
Jennifer Escobedo, Collins Engineers, 3130 South Durango Drive, Suite 404. So I'm representing the owner of the parcel who simply wants to take the existing project site right now that's just dirt. They had demolished a building here a year ago, and they just want to finish out that parking lot. So this gray area is the work that they're going to be doing to finish paving that lot and improve the driveway to current standards. And the intent is that within the next 9 to 12 months that they would sell that. And so because of that, they're requesting a waiver from the typical landscape standards, trash enclosure, because they're not going to be developing the site. They're just paving it to complete the parking lot.
Okay.
Is that the old Leatherby's Creamery site?
It is.
And the storage containers are just standard?
So the storage containers have been there. They actually exist on the site. And when we went in, we found out that they were not permitted. So the application includes to permit those containers that are on site.
You guys are using them for storage, obviously?
Right. They have like uniforms and, because this is the Rio Eureka Casino, they're actually using it for miscellaneous items. It's nothing big, but they just don't have enough storage over in the casino.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're just cleaning up the lot, paving it, using
it
for a few months until they...
Yeah, just some overflow parking if they even need it. I mean, the lot's not typically full, so I don't even know that they need to, but they want to clean it up and get it ready for them to sell it off.
Sure.
For somebody who can develop it.
Okay. Great. Do you have any questions on the board?
Can I see that picture?
Sure. So we're talking about. So we're just talking about this dirt area.
It used to be Leatherby's Creamery, but it's
and these are the containers.
That's Eureka on Sahara. So there's two containers right now. There's actually a third one that they put in, but it's not on the aerial. So it's on that plan, but it's not actually on here. So the three little containers is what they're gonna get a building permit for. And then they're going to, right now there's just a little pan driveway, so they're going to make that driveway to standards and pave this for future development.
And there's landscaping that's going in also?
So they're going to be landscaping behind the sidewalk and in front of the lot.
Mm-hmm.
However, they don't want to landscape within the parking lot because
Sure. There's
really no reason.
So they're going to make the streetscape look dressed up a little.
Correct.
It's nice and not just ugly.
Correct.
Well, that's good.
There's a light here, there's a light here, and then they're actually adding a light here. Sorry, there's an existing light here.
So they're adding two.
Kind of see the sheet.
They're adding two too.
So
they're going to pave that entire thing, not just where the building was, or is that other part already paved?
Already paved.
Got
yep.
It.
So this part here is all paved.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to finish this dirt area and pave that and stripe it.
But they own that whole square of it.
They own this whole entire thing here.
Personally.
And then they are adding a light pole here,
mm-hmm.
and then there's existing light here.
Great. John, do you have anything else?
Nope. Totally good. Thank you.
Great. Questions or comments from the general public? I saw a hand waving back there.
Oh, we just couldn't see.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, great. No further questions.
Questions.
I'll move to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Great.
Okay,
thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Okay, number three, also for the Planning Commission on July 3rd, UC-18-0398 Desert Inn Square LLC to allow an outside drinking and dining area in conjunction with an existing on-premises alcohol use tavern, a design review for an outside drinking and dining area in conjunction with an existing on-premise alcohol use tavern on 0.2 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the north side of Desert Inn Road, 440 feet west of Pecos Road within Winchester. Is the applicant present?
Yes. Good evening. My name is John McDonald. I'm the owner of the Shattered Bar, 3246 East Desert Inn. So we just simply want to replace what we already have, this L-shape area there, with a patio so that our guests can be more comfortable when they go outside to have a smoke. We also do need it for the extra space because they've changed the regulations on gaming where you have to have 2,500 square feet of usable space by the customer. That was from the Dotties. Unfortunately, we got caught up in all that. So we just need the extra space. We want a nice, comfortable, safe place for our guests to go outside when they need to have a smoke so that we can keep our employees safe from that. And if you have any questions, we'd love to answer.
What is your nearest cross street, sir?
The nearest cross streets are is Desert End and Mojave. I got a walk there.
Pecos.
Pecos
and Mojave.
Okay, thank you.
Are you keeping the tree?
The tree is staying, yes.
Good.
It adds a nice shape to the location.
It's a tree.
And what is this Elephantino Dive and Dime?
Elephantino was the DDA prior. We were actually on the show Bar Rescue, so we were rebranded as the Shattered Bar. So we did fill out the official DDA form.
Okay.
The Elephant Liquor Company is my LLC, and so that's the operator.
Okay.
Great. Any other questions from the board? No? Questions or comments from the general public? Yes, please. Great. Please state your name and address.
My name is Gary Garwood. I live at 3312 Delverfield, 350 feet from the Spanish. Due south. I've already filed 3 complaints against them for noise. That was last year. And I also filed 1 time with them when I went there at 1:30 in the morning to let them know it was too loud. I don't know what you're planning to do to curtail the noise.
Well, the patio won't have anything to do with the noise. That's on the other side of the desert, correct?
Directly across the street.
So we are within...
Is directly across the street.
Yes, ma'am. We are within the regulations of what's required for an outside dining, which has to have 200 feet away from any residential use unless separated by a collector or arterial street, buffered from the residential use by the building. So we're
not permission.
But according to the regulations, we are within the...
Do you know what the noise regulations are for that?
I don't. I'm going by what the regulations were.
The noise regulations, do you know what they are?
No, I do not.
75 feet from the premises, you cannot hear that noise. I hear it 350 feet away.
With
all my doors closed.
This is an outside patio so that people can have a drink and have a smoke. They're not going to have any music on the patio. We don't have speakers on there. That's just a safe place where people can go outside and have a smoke. So
but as soon as you open the door, you're late.
I think
if you leave it open, the noise resounds through the whole area.
And we work for a living, so we have to get up in the morning and go work.
So
I work on Saturday.
Excuse me, you two are not objecting to the patio.
Yes,
you're objecting to something else.
Well,
he said
that
we're not going to have any
music. You're going to have him sitting out there on dead quiet and not hear music out there, sir?
I would like to answer.
So appropriate.
Is that on cue or something?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand. So you're objecting, you are objecting to,
yes.
to the patio?
Yes.
Because you're saying there's going to the people talking, you're going to hear
it's
them.
Not,
the door's going to open and close. The music in that place, they have to go outside to talk. The music is so loud inside, they can't talk. As soon as I'm not exaggerating, we're sitting in our house, our study, our television set is in the middle of our home.
Got it. I have a question. Has code enforcement gone out there to see
rounds
you?
Out our television
Pardon me?
Has code enforcement gone out there to see you?
No, ma'am.
With any of, do you have any open violations?
No, ma'am. So to answer the question about the music, the front door will not be the access to the patio. The patio will be coming out of the back door, so that'll be behind the building. So it's an L-shaped build. It's an L-shape right
and
there.
Does the front door face west on the west side of
the
building?
The front door does face
okay.
west, correct.
But it's closer to DI.
Right.
Yes, so
right.
as you can
and
see here, this is the entrance. So her concern is this door right here. So when people are going to be going on and out to the patio will be from this side here, which would be on the south side, which would be actually farther away. Like I said, the music that she's talking about is inside. So we're just looking for a place for people to go out and have a speech.
You guys have live music?
We have DJs.
Yeah.
And so when the door opens, it'll be on the back side there. So that is not going to impact any noise levels whatsoever. So people are just going to be on the patio, actually, just having a smoke. We're not going to be having any music on the patio.
So let us smoke inside. That's a non-issue.
That is a big safety hazard. So I'm not going to let people smoke inside the bar because it's a safety hazard for my employees.
You're saying you're only hearing the noise when he opens the door?
No, you can hear it even
it's
when the door.
So noise only travels in one direction.
So they're going to drive down my property values because of the noise.
The patio
that's what's
won't
gonna
have
happen.
Any impact on that whatsoever.
I don't get the connection here. It seems to me like you're voicing a different problem than what we're considering at this meeting.
Right.
So the patio is going to increase the noise.
Right, but we're not deciding on whether or not they should operate at lower volumes.
No, the patio is going to increase the volume of the noise.
Theoretically.
Yes.
But that's not what we're discussing. We're discussing
patio, which will add noise.
Right. It won't, and also
it may or may not, but that's not the subject at hand. Please.
Skip. The housing complex that they're speaking of is on the south side of Desert Inn. So
Desert Inn is their housing complex is across Desert Inn from you?
Yep.
Yes.
Directly across.
Behind how tall is the wall?
14 foot.
So we are well within the regulations of what's required for an outdoor dining and drinking patio.
Right.
Is there anybody else that's here about this item?
He is too.
We never received any information.
No, we didn't get the little card.
Gotcha.
We were required. We paid for having cards sent out to every residence within 500 feet of us. We were following the regulations of what was
required. What type of DJs do you have?
What kind of DJs? Just live DJs, just regular.
What type of music?
Top 40.
Just a question.
Yes.
Considering this layout and considering the neighbors' concerns, have you given any thought to either an exterior or an interior, and I'm not saying it should be interior because that might cut your floor space, and I can see how that would possibly do this entrance and egress the way you've got it here. Area out in front or behind your doors, like when you come here to Winchester, there's like an anterior area or a foyer area, so that there's actually
a buffer.
Yes, exactly. And I'm not intimating it should be indoors necessarily because it appears that this is kind of a tight fit, but I'm thinking, you know, if it was something. I'm just saying is to try to make it like so that you're not hated.
The patio is this type of thing
so that people would come in this door first.
The patio actually will be helping that because people will be going out this door.
I'm thinking buffering the space of sound
that's coming from the interior to be out here to have a smoke rather than walking out front to have a smoke.
This will actually abate the noise
rather than exasperate the noise.
Well, no, I'm not thinking it would make it worse. I'm just looking to make a good situation perhaps better.
Sure.
That's all I'm suggesting.
I think.
I have a question for the planning. Isn't the decibels like 75? Or what's a decibel? A certain bar?
It's for like new construction and live entertainment.
It's 65 to 9, 75 during the day, isn't it? Yeah,
and
because I've been in the LBC.
Isn't there a street between you guys?
The busiest streets, the traffic is much louder than our music.
Yeah, that was my next comment.
Traffic.
So the traffic
runs out my television set. Your music does.
Got it.
I think, because whether the patio adds or reduces sound is not for us to decide. I think the
it's
best,
part of deciding
excuse me,
approval.
Thank you. I think your best course of action is to call code enforcement if you think they're operating outside of the, okay, well.
It's already been done.
So you want our police force going and telling them every night they need to turn the music down. As opposed to taking care of the criminals.
If that's your chosen course of action.
It's his chosen course of action.
Well, if he's operating his business within the confines of the law,
he's not.
Well, I mean, then that's a law enforcement issue. It's not anything that we can decide on or.
You can take it into account when you're making your decision.
Yes,
whether
we can.
Or not you approve it.
We can do that, and we will, and that's why we have these meetings. And
just to let you know, we're an advisory board, so
right.
the county commissioners could take our advice or are not taken.
Right. Did you want to add one more thing?
Yeah. The whole problem is it's the damn noise. It's not necessarily eating outside. If they cut down the noise from the inside with the music and stuff, you probably won't have a problem.
And they live a street further over than we do.
As but that, said, that is not the issue before.
What we're here for.
That's just it.
And there's no record in our notes of that code enforcement ever went out there, so I'm more than happy to have them go look at the decibels
yes,
and make sure they're within code.
We called three times. It was when it was still the Elefine prior to them taking over.
It's
the
same company.
It was
still me. All right, so it's still, we called three times.
Okay.
And every time it's been midnight or late.
Okay, well, I can look into it.
And we can't go that late. And we've heard it as early as 9 o'clock at night.
Okay. Well, we'll take it into account. Tamara will get with code enforcement, and if there is a legal issue, then it will be handled by the proper people.
That's all we can ask. Thank you.
Thank you.
And as I said, we meet all the requirements that's required for
right.
outside dining and drinking. So. That's what we're here to take a look at, is if it can be allowed for that location, and it's about sitting outside and having a smoke.
Sure. Great. Anyone care to make a motion?
I move to approve with staff conditions.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, number five. For the Board of County Commissioners on July 3rd, UC-18-0328-2592, Sherwood LLC, use permit application to reduce the front setback for a proposed motel. Waivers of development standards for the following. Reduced parking, alternative landscaping and buffering, alternative parking lot design and layout, waive applicable design standards, allow modified driveway design standards, and permit existing non-standard improvements to remain within a right-of-way. Design review to convert an existing apartment building into a proposed motel on 0.5 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the Mud 1 and Sosa overlay districts, generally located on the east side of Sherwood Street, 500 feet south of Sahara Avenue within Winchester. Possible action. Welcome.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Town Board Members. My name is Tony Celeste. Address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. I was before this board last month, about 4 weeks ago, with respect to this application. The board asked me to do three things, and which we did all of those, and I'll get into those in a second. But just to remind you, the site is located right here, just east of Sherwood. Sahara would be to the north, Karen to the south, about 0.5 acres, an existing building that we're retrofitting from apartment to motel use. Zoned H1 in the commercial tourist area. You can see right here is the Eureka Casino, and then just on your agenda earlier, the old Leatherby's site. So that's the neighborhood that we're in. Because the building and the area has been there, the building specifically since the early 1960s, it was developed to the standards set forth in 1960s. So we inherit a lot of those type of issues, which is why you would see some of those waivers with respect to the driveway design, setbacks, things of that nature. So the three things that this board asked us to look at and come back to was one, the way our parking lot field was designed and laid out. Number two, to contact Metro, get their perspective on this facility. And number three, to meet or try to meet with Commissioner Jim Cugliani, whose district this is in. And we were able to accomplish all three of those. So first, with respect to the parking lot design, we first had, this is the design that you saw last month. So here's Sherwood, again, Sahara to the north, Karen to the south. The design had us coming one-way entrance into the property, heading east this way, circling out through the private drive aisle down to Karen. What that did was create a waiver because this vehicle spot would back up into the right-of-way right here at Sherwood because we didn't have the 25-foot separation here. So it was recommended by John if we could add some thought about reversing the parking field, having the
diagonal space is actually going in the opposite direction, utilizing coming in the private drive aisle here and exiting Sherwood, and that could potentially eliminate this need for the waiver. So we got with Public Works, did that design, and they agreed with that assessment. So what we've done now is you take entrance into the site via the private drive aisle here. See our spaces now, our parallel spaces go in the opposite direction, circle out to Sherwood, so that no longer needs the waiver, which is specifically 5B. Hopefully you have a revised staff report that reflects that we no longer need that 5B waiver. Second component was, have we met with Metro, and what, you know, what is Metro to take on this? So we were given information to contact a certain captain in that area. That captain then passed it on to various lieutenants underneath him. Bottom line, we did have some conversations with the police and the beat officers in the area. They would not opine generally on a project one way or another. What they did ask us to do, though, is to go through their management training program. And what that does is, you know, helps identify what type of landscaping you should have, what type of walls, designs, things of that nature. And in fact, we had done that back in November. Here's our certificate of completion, November 8th of 2017. So at least on the Metro front, we feel like we did reach out to him, we did speak to him, and we had actually already complied with what they would want us to do. So I feel like we accomplished that. And then the third component was we did meet with Commissioner Jim Kiliani actually this afternoon to discuss the idea of this project and the idea of the motel use and kind of what our vision was for this area. Felt like we had a positive discussion on that. We go in front of the board on July 3rd. So with that, I'm more than happy to answer any questions you have, but I think those were the three big topics that this board asked me to look into, and I believe we've been able to address each and every one of those.
Thank you. Open it up to the board.
No questions from me. It sounds like he did what we asked him to do.
Yeah.
What did Commissioner Christine Giuliani say about change of use?
So I think there's a lot, obviously there's a lot going on in the neighborhood here. So this parcel, let me make sure I got this right. So we're right here. There is apparently some activity across the street over here about what is going on with potential short-term uses going in here. Because it's R5, it would be prohibited. Because we're in H1 and we're coming in being transparent, she certainly is sensitive to the idea of removing individuals or displacement of people who've lived in these areas, and where are they going to go. So one of the things, at least in our case, is this has been vacant or has not had any tenants since, you know, prior to last, you know, the end of last year. So it's been vacant 6-7 months. We worked with those tenants in providing or getting new establishments or places to live in the area, providing generous, you know, relocation checks to them.
Stipends.
Exactly. So she certainly, so what we've told her is that in other areas here, so it's a little bit difficult in some cases because there's some large tax liens on the properties that we wouldn't mind, or my client wouldn't mind actually purchasing, rehabbing, and providing them as an apartment use. So these are issues that we brainstormed with her today. I think at the end she, I don't want to put words in her mouth, we'll be there next Tuesday afternoon, but I felt like it was positive. I felt like the change in use was okay. But certainly she didn't, you know, she reserves her ability to vote on that next Tuesday. So I know Tamara's there, so if I misstated anything, or, you know, but I feel like it was a positive meeting.
Yeah, and they're going to have on-site management.
Was there a code enforcement issue about renting to Airbnb?
So that was brought up today, and that was, you know, news to us, because that's what it was respect to these parcels.
So it's not on your fences.
Because it was R4 in those parcels. There's a split parcel right here.
Oh, but it doesn't belong to you guys.
That is not us. That's not us. Here. So yes, that was because we were
surprised to hear that when we were discussing. And then we started digging and looking at the addresses and then talking about the split zoning. I said, oh, it's right here, not us, so.
You know, you have a site address, there's two site addresses, 2592 and 2600. Is this actually two buildings?
It's two buildings that are, so again, remember, you got to put us,
there's one building, there's over two buildings. It goes in the middle of the building. Sorry.
Okay, one more time.
So there's 2592 and 2600.
Correct.
It's a single building.
Correct.
And the parcel line between those two cuts through the middle of the building.
Right here, you can see.
Oh, how creative.
It's very odd.
Oh, wow.
So again, we're dealing with,
but
they probably surveyed it and believed that was correct, and then later they found out that it's wrong, but they've had lines changed over the years.
Yeah, so right here is the one building. You can see the two lots with the lot line almost right in the middle of the building.
Okay, that answers that question.
But both lots are eight.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
now, on your elevations, you've got, you're not intending to screen your mechanical equipment. I guess yours is probably on the roof because that's what they used to do way back when. Is your mechanical equipment on the roof? Because on the existing, it says here the roof is flat with no parapet walls, which that sort of looks right.
Mm-hmm.
And mechanical equipment is not screened. No changes are proposed to this existing building elevation. So does that mean that there will be no screening of mechanical equipment on the building?
The units have window units in them from when we purchased.
So you can see them.
Window units.
Oh.
Right here, you can see them.
The window
yeah.
units.
So all of them have their own individual
yeah.
icon.
Yeah,
sure.
yes.
Okay.
So it'd be a little bit, so there's not a
center.
Yeah.
Who's your clientele?
Clientele.
Who's your target market that you're going to with this hotel motel?
Budget travelers in the $40 to $70 a night.
So that's like your range that you'll be charging?
That's the goal.
That's the goal. And then your manager will be there 24/7?
One of the units is where a housekeeper lives. He actually lives right here.
Mm-hmm.
And he helps with management, and then the full-time manager manages him as well.
Got it. And then you're having full-time security as well?
The on-site housekeeper plus our manager.
Will be the security guards.
Security, plus the camera system.
And you're adding lighting? Did you guys say you guys are adding some lighting?
We have added lighting. We have to pull out one of the pieces of lighting we put in because it doesn't conform, but we'll reinstall.
Got it. Any parking lighting or anything like that?
Not currently, but we're happy to put that up. There are lights that come off of each door, but we're more than happy to put up lighting on the rooftop that shines down in the parking lot.
Probably
yeah, I think that would be a really good idea. And if you need to angle it kind of severely so that you don't shine into other people.
Yeah, we do have to be cautious with the other building directly across from us,
right.
But if we angle it correctly.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I think that would be a really good idea. And I think it would dissuade, for your own benefit, it would dissuade a lot of potential activity after dark in your parking lot.
Absolutely.
That would provide further safety for your own guests. And I think the neighborhood would welcome it and probably look at it as like, well, these people obviously care a little bit about what they're doing because they provided some accessory lighting, to make lives safer.
Absolutely.
And I do have one question about your floor plan. This didn't make any sense to me. It says you have 22 guest rooms consisting of two unit types. Okay, that's cool. Unit one consists of a living room, kitchenette, two bedrooms, and a restroom. Okay. Unit two consists of a living room and two bedrooms. No bathroom?
That must be an oversight. There's restrooms in each unit.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, that could be really kind of dicey.
No,
that
would be terrible.
Are these like bed pots or something?
No. There's restrooms in each unit.
Oh, okay. Well, that's comforting. Thank you. Just reading what's here, man.
With your H1 zoning, can they do Airbnb?
We're not operating as an Airbnb.
We're
simply operating as a motel. Airbnb for us, in terms of zoning and licensing, is simply the same as Expedia or Priceline. It's an online travel agency.
Got it.
But no, we're not doing Airbnb in the sense of converting residential.
Got it.
That's why we're asking for the motel.
Are you guys closed off?
You
know how like apartment complexes have like fences around?
So, yeah.
Or is it just open?
No, no, it's secured. It's there's cinder block walls, then wrought iron on top of it.
Gates to get in.
Yep, secure gates. Yes, it's not open.
It's safer for your clientele.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's so I've got some. You can see some of the remodeling. This is what it was before.
What's in front of the building? There's that oval shape. Is that a pool?
That was a pool. So
it used to be an empty pool.
Uh huh.
It was quite a hazard, so we pulled a permit and filled it.
So now it's basically in the interior. Looks like this. Yeah.
Just have
there else used to be a nasty cactus in there. Sorry to say.
Is that fake grass?
It was not fun to pull out.
Fake grass?
Yeah.
How is like the response from like the neighbors and all that?
You know, working with the property managers nearby,
mm-hmm.
Liz is one of the property owners. She owns two buildings on the street. She mm-hmm. loves what we're doing. One of the property managers, who's actually catty-cornered to us, who's the same owner of the two buildings. He sold the one to somebody else, and she manages that, and sold the other one to us. We worked extensively with both of those people, as well as one of Liz's property managers, to help call 311 on that lot that used to be quite a hazard, and now has no activity where there's literally knife fights and homeless encampments.
Yeah, so my concern is just for your clientele, for them to be safe, just because that area is still not cleaned up. I appreciate what you're doing. Being like the first one to actually step up and do something in that area and try to clean it up, it's just
I can't speak to two streets over where a lot of that activity I think moved, unfortunately, and I wish that we could help with that, but the property managers over there are not willing to work with a lot of people, and we don't have property over on Linwood.
But I do applaud you for that. It's tough being, you know, trying to clean up your
I think we've been very successful on Sherwood Street. I wouldn't speak to the other streets in that area, but I would say that based on the direct access to Sahara and also Eureka Casino, where there's quite a bit of security that's directly one building north of us,
mm-hmm.
I'd say that working together with the local property managers, the building directly north of us is a veterans building, but there was some drug activity in a window that faced our unit. So we opened a narcotics case and they evicted those people. And there's actually a sign on that window that says, I want you to the door and you're under surveillance.
There's like a, sort of like a drive-up drug dispensary.
Walk through our property.
That's
so,
really convenient.
So we shut that down pretty easily. Yeah.
That's good. I
think that within the 4 to 6 building radius of where this property is, working with those property managers and owners, we've made it very clear that that's not going to be tolerated in that area.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Sounds like you guys are doing good, like how downtown areas are cleaning up, and it takes people like you guys to come in and start making these places.
Somebody has to be
cleaned
first.
Up. Yeah.
We're trying.
Somebody has to be first. Yeah, really.
Great. Any other questions from you guys? No? Questions from the public on this one? Great. Well, I will motion to approve all of it, where staff actually recommends denial of 1, 2, 3, and 4. I motion to approve the whole kit and caboodle.
And I'll withdraw the waiver 5B, though. So.
Right.
Thank you very much for that suggestion, John.
You're welcome.
You add on your motion to add lighting to the parking?
Yeah, because we
yes.
can talk about that.
And that makes sure, even though it's his manager, that the building is going to be monitored and secure, have security.
Okay, so I motion to approve with the condition of added lighting to the parking lot area and security surveillance from your property manager and any other parties that you want to get involved to secure the property.
You agreed with those, right?
Lighting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. We already have surveillance in the property. We're more than happy to put lighting within the parking areas, 100%.
Great. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being so diligent to do exactly what we requested. I can't tell you how that doesn't happen.
Wasn't easy.
Really, it doesn't, and it makes it difficult because we're not trying to hurt anybody, but we just have to look out for the community. And that's the community that you want to be part of. And if we don't look out for you, then we're not looking out for other people.
I agree 100%.
So we have a period for comments from the general public.
Thank you. My name is Thomas Kotab, K-O-T-A-B. I live at 4600 Sirius Avenue. The cross streets are Decatur and Desert Inn. And I would like if the board could turn some attention of its to the issue of abandoned vehicles that have been popping up in my neighborhood. And I, of course, now I have researched it to the extent of my abilities. I found out that it should be the responsibility of the constable's office to tow it. So over time, I made phone calls to the hotline or to the answering machine that they have. They have an email form, so I took pictures, took the license plate, took the VIN numbers. Then, when nothing happened after 2 weeks, I put in, there is a community policing link from the police department, which apparently manages the constable's office somewhat. The only thing out of all these things that I've tried actually resulted in some sort of action being taken was when I wrote a personal letter to Sheriff Lombardo, and then 2 days afterwards actually someone came in and tagged some of the vehicles, but some of them moved, some new have appeared, and now a week ago I sent yet another letter after going through all of these steps or so that I would say are within the executive branch, and unfortunately nothing has happened this time. So what I would like, if this board could somehow consider it and perhaps relay either my email or I don't want badge and a gun, but if it's necessary or if it will help, then if they could give me a stack of the stickers and tell me how to document it, I will gladly walk around my neighborhood and actually tag the vehicles and give some input, or like ride shotgun with the constable officer. I will gladly volunteer a morning of mine or a part of day if this will somehow help the issue. And I understand this might not be the perfect venue, but after I have exhausted all the, I would say, things that I could have within the executive branch, then if you could take it from the political angle and somehow, I understand that some people here have said that the police should be chasing criminals and so on. I view it, I would say, more from the fixing broken windows point of view, that like some of the vehicles have been there longer than I have, and like there is trash under them, plant matter decaying on them, so that there could be basically no growth on it. So,
oh dear God.
Yeah.
As I said, I understand your time is valuable, and I have a 3 minute.
You got your point.
Do these vehicles have current plates? License plate?
There are several types. Some have no plates whatsoever. Some are, and I pointed this to the sheriff's office, they even have removed the VIN number plates, which I believe is a federal crime, with some exceptions. Some have expired plates. Some of them have California plates. But on a stretch of the Sirius Avenue from Arville to Decatur, which is not even a half mile long, I think last time I have pointed out 15 vehicles which had at least one violation besides being abandoned, meaning they did not have current registration, they had no license plate, they were a safety hazard. I mean, basically, it's a wreckage lot there. So I don't know what more I could do before coming.
All we can do for you is forward it, but.
I
remember when the county commissioners eliminated the constable's office.
I'm sorry?
The county commissioners have eliminated the
constable. Yeah, they have integrated it into the
police department.
And Metro is supposed to pick up that slack. But Metro's position is, you want me to go out and have this car towed, or you want me to go get this guy holding someone hostage? So that. It ranks way down on their importance.
There are tow companies that are, you know, would be interested in towing cars just based on a tip from a neighbor. You know, I think there's instances where they kind of take the matters into their own hands and they'll tow a car and bring it to a tow lot and hold it hostage. And it doesn't always have to go through a police officer. You know, there are companies that will do that.
They're not supposed to on public streets. They can on private streets, but I know some that will.
Yeah, I mean, that's just if it's that crazy and Metro is not handling their responsibilities, maybe you want to try that. You didn't hear that from us, but
no,
I mean, if they're parked illegally.
I also, try to go with the proper channel. So first, if I can get someone's
good man
email, perhaps, and they can forward it from the political angle. If that doesn't work, then I will go with your further recommendation.
Not mine. I was just saying.
I
don't recommend
that. Is it possible to share this with Chris? An email coming from Marcy's office or her or somebody like that? For this gentleman, I think would probably at least garner a bit more attention than coming from a citizen. It shouldn't be that way. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that that's the way it should be, but I'm saying it's the way it is.
And it sounds like they've been out there at least a tad some, but I gotta tell
in March.
If they're moving before the 72 hours, then it's not.
Yeah, I understand.
But the ones with stuff growing on
if they move, fine. But now there are four new Rex vehicles that
I
don't know if someone dumped
No,
it,
tow trucks
there,
like private towing companies can. They're not supposed to. Is that what you said?
They're
private
streets.
Everybody's talking on the side.
It's clearly in opera.
Sir. No, I was just saying we get the point. Thank you. I think you're doing the right thing, picking up the phone, writing letters. I know it's a pain in the butt to have to do that. Tamara's in your corner now. She's gonna put out.
Show her those pictures so she understands.
I will
email
it over.
These are not things.
So yeah, thank you for bringing that to our attention. I'm gonna wrap this meeting.
Thank you very much.
You guys are okay with that?
Yeah, to me.
Where did my thing go? There it is.
Yeah, probably. Oh, no.
Yeah, another scene is there are car parked right outside the exit. So we are trying to get out to community. We will try to look at the, you know, for traffic. It actually blocks your view. So it's really, you know.
It's parked in a red lane, so basically it's a
safety
violation.
Yeah, okay,
great. Well, our next meeting is July 10th, 2018, and tonight's meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.